Study Article 56. This article one gets studied during the week at January 9 to 15, 2023. How Jehovah help with a bear up and still be happy? The theme scripture say, Jehovah de be patient and he de wait for bless ono, and he ready for show ono mercy. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. The first song, the number 3, give us strength, hope, and confidence. What we are discuss? In this article, we are discuss 3 ways how Jehovah help his servants fi bear up when they got problems and still be happy. For that reason, we are discuss Isaiah chapter 30. This chapter will remind we why it important fi pray to Jehovah and study the Bible. It will also remind we to meditate upon how Jehovah will bless we right now and how we will bless we in the future. Paragraph 1 and 2, Question A. What questions were answered in this article? Question B. How we know that Jehovah really want help we? Jehovah help we to deal with we problems. He could also help with to be happy while we serve. How Jehovah help with to do this? What we need to do to benefit from the help with Jehovah give we? This article will answer a question. But before we answer it, make we see what proof we got that Jehovah really want help we. Something where the Apostle Paul may say in a letter to the Hebrews could help we answer that question. Paul may say, Jehovah the one will help me, so I no afraid. That way anybody could do to me. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 6. Some Bible dictionaries say that the original meaning of the phrase the one will help me in this verse refer to one person who run for help somebody with a ball for help. Now, imagine Jehovah the rush to rescue somebody who really need help. This really describes Jehovah as somebody who ready and eager for help, we not true? As long as Jehovah there by we side, we one could deal with any problem and still be happy. Paragraph 3, Question. What are 3 things where Jehovah do for help we so that we could bear up and still be happy? What are 3 things where Jehovah do for help we so that we could bear up and still be happy? Since latter the prophecy then where Jehovah may make Isaiah write, got to do with God's servants today, make we see where the book of Isaiah say for help we answer that question. Isaiah may describe Jehovah in a ways where we could really understand. Notice some example in chapter 30. Isaiah may use some beautiful illustration to show we how Jehovah help the people. He may write that Jehovah help we when he, 1, really listen to we and answer we prayers, 2, guide we, and 3, give we blessings now and in the future. In this article, we are discussing 3 things where Jehovah do for help we. Jehovah listen to we. Paragraph 4, Question A. What Jehovah may say about the Jews when we live in our Isaiah time? And what Jehovah may allow for happen? Question B. What hope Jehovah may give the faithful Jews? That the beginning of Isaiah chapter 30, Jehovah may call the Jews stubborn pickney, where Adan sin tapa sin. And then he say, they are people that lone rebel when no one hear Jehovah law. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 1 and verse 9. Because they are people may stubborn and they never want to listen, Isaiah may say that Jehovah may allow them to suffer. And that may come true when the Babylonian then may carry them to Babylon as prisoners. but amongst them the prisoners, they may got some faithful Jews. And Isaiah may give them a message of hope so that they don't give up. He tell them that one day Jehovah may want allow them to go back to live at Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 and 19 say, Jehovah de be patient and de wait for bless uno, and he ready for show no mercy. Cause Jehovah da want God of justice. The one day where de wait pon he happy. When the people of Zion go back go live at Jerusalem, you know and cry no more. For sure he want show you compassion when you bawl out for help. He will answer you as soon as he hear you. And that the way may happen for true. Jehovah may free them from Babylon. But that never happen right away, because they may have to wait for some years before Jehovah may free them. Isaiah may tell the people, Jehovah they be patient and they wait for bless or no. So this show that some time may want pass before Jehovah save the faithful servants. As a matter of fact, the Israelite them stayed at Babylon for 70 years as prisoners before some of them gone back and lived at Jerusalem. When the Israelite them that me prisoner at Babylon, they used to bawl because they me sad. But when they gone back to Jerusalem, they me bawl because they me happy. Paragraph 5 question. What promise Isaiah chapter 30 verse 19 give we? Today, we could get comfort from their words. For sure, he will show you compassion when you bawl out for help. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 19. Isaiah tell we that Jehovah really listen to we when we ask him for help, and that he quick for answer with prayers. And then Isaiah say, he will answer you as soon as he hear you. Their words show we that Jehovah got a strong desire to help anybody with accent for help. He ready for help with bear up and continue be happy. Paragraph 6 question. How Isaiah words make we know that Jehovah listen to each one of we when we pray? What else we could learn about prayer from this verse? That Jehovah listen to each one of we when we pray. How we know that? In the first part of Isaiah chapter 30, Jehovah used the word uno because he may talk to all the people together. But now in verse 19, he used the word you because he talk to each person. Isaiah say, you no one cry no more. He will show you compassion. He will answer you. Because Jehovah da want loving pa, he no want tell his son or daughter when don't feel discouraged that they should be strong just like their brother or sister. Instead, he care about each one of we and pay close attention to each one of we prayers. Paragraph 7 question. How Isaiah and Jesus show that they important for make we keep on the pray? When we pray to Jehovah and tell him about something where we go through, the first thing where he might do that give we the strength to bear up. But if we feel like we not get our answer to our prayers, we might just need to continue pray for the strength to bear up. In fact, that's exactly what he want make we do. That's what Isaiah made try make we understand when he say, "Unu nofe make Jehovah rest." Isaiah chapter 62 verse 7. How we could do that? Well, we should keep on the pray. And that way there, we know they allow Jehovah for rest. This remind we of something where Jesus said about prayer that Luke chapter 11 verse 8 to 10 and verse 13. Right there so Jesus used one illustration for encourage we to keep on the beg. And for keep on the ask God for the Holy Spirit. On top of that, we could beg Jehovah for help we make good decisions in our life. The picture caption say, What Isaiah mean when he say Ononofe mek Jehovah res? Jehovah guide we. Paragraph 8 question. How the prophecy that Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20 and 21 may come true in a Bible times? Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20 and 21 say, even though Jehovah won give you pain for eat like if that bread, and suffering for drink like if that water, your great teacher no one hide himself no more. And you will see your great teacher with your own eye. And your own ears will hear one word where they come from behind you, they say, this that the way, walk in it, just in case you go to the right or to the left. When the Babylonian army may camp round Jerusalem for 1 year and a half, the people may suffer so much that their suffering may feel as common as bread and water. But that verse 20 and 21, Jehovah may promise that if the people may repent and change their ways, he may want save them. Isaiah may call Jehovah their great teacher, and he may promise them that Jehovah may want teach them how to worship him in a way where he accept. Their words may come true when the Jews may get set free from Babylon. Jehovah may show them that he that a great teacher, and when the people may listen to him, they may end up to get back through worship. Today we happy because Jehovah that for we great teacher. Paragraph 9 question. What the one way how Jehovah guide with today? The one honor figure Jehovah to teach with today. In a damn verse, Isaiah said that we are like students where Jehovah teach in a two ways. First, Isaiah said, you want see your great teacher with your own eye. In this illustration, the teacher is stand up front of his students. How Jehovah teach we? He teach we through organization. And we so happy that Jehovah organization guide we in our way we easy to understand, not true? Jehovah organization teach we through a congregation meeting, assembly, convention, broadcast, and other different ways. All of them things help with a bear up and be happy even when we go through challenges. Paragraph 10 question. In a way where we hear one word that come from behind we? Isaiah mentioned one second way how Jehovah guide we. Your own ears will hear one word that come from behind you. Right here, so Isaiah is sure that Jehovah is a good teacher where they walk behind his student then to guide them and tell them which way to go. How we hear Jehovah voice from behind we today? God word the Bible may get right down for a long time, one time where they far behind we. So when we read the Bible, they like we hear God voice they come from behind we. Paragraph 11 question. What things we need for do to bear up and be happy? And why we need for do this? How we could benefit from the way Jehovah guide we through your organization and the word the Bible? Notice that Isaiah said two things. First, this that the way. Second, walk in it. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21. It's not enough to just know the way. We also need to walk in it. Through the Bible and the guidance that we get through Jehovah organization, we learn what Jehovah expect from we. We also learn how to use what he teach we in our life. If we want to bear up and be happy, we have to do the two things. Only if we do that, we could be sure that Jehovah will bless we. Jehovah bless a people. Paragraph 12 question. According to Isaiah chapter 30 verse 23 to 26, how Jehovah may want bless a people? Isaiah chapter 30 verse 23 to 26 say, And he won get a rain for wet the seed where you're planting at the ground. And the food where the ground produce won be plenty and rich. Upon that day, your animal then when they feed in an open pasture. And the cattle and the donkey then, where they work the ground, will eat food where seasoned with sorrel, where people fan out with the shovel and the pitchfork. And upon top of every tall mountain and every high hill, some creek and river one day, upon the day of the big slaughter when the tower then drop. And the light from the full moon won't be like the light from the sun. And the light from the sun won't be 7 times brighter, like the light of 7 days, upon the day when Jehovah ban up his people when they get injured, and heal the one who get cut bad from the lick where he get in. How this prophecy may come true for the Jews who gone back to Israel after they have enslaved to Babylon? Jehovah may bless them with a lot of things for live and keep on the server. He never only get a lot of food, but more than that, it bless them with where they need to draw close to him and start worshiping in the right way again. Up to that time there, God people never yet get so much blessings from God. According to verse 26, we see that he give them a lot more light. In other words, he may help them to understand the word better. The blessings where Jehovah may give his servants may help them to keep on the servant with joy and courage because of the good condition of their heart. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 14. Paragraph 13, question. How did prophecy about true worship come true enough for we day? How did prophecy about true worship come true enough for we day? Since 1919, millions of people stopped being prisoners to Babylon the Great, where represent all a false religion. Jehovah guide their people to somewhere far better than the promised land. Then they enjoy life in our spiritual paradise. What that is spiritual paradise? Paragraph 14 question. What that is spiritual paradise, and who lived there today? The anointed, they live in the spiritual paradise since 1919. The footnote say, what you mean? We're there in a spiritual paradise when we worship Jehovah with our brothers and sisters in a peace and unity. In this paradise, Jehovah give us all the spiritual food where we need so that we're free from all the lies where false religion teach. And we got a lot of work where we enjoy, whether we preach the good news of God's kingdom. We enjoy a close relationship with Jehovah, and we live in a peace with our brothers and sisters who help us to bear up and be happy even though we face challenges. We go in at a spiritual paradise when we start to worship Jehovah in the right way and when we do our best to follow. End of the footnote. Over the years, the other sheep, whether they one we got a hope to live forever upon earth, also they live in a spiritual paradise, and then they enjoy Jehovah blessings. Paragraph 15, question. What part the spiritual paradise there? What part the spiritual paradise there today? You could find people who worship Jehovah all around the world today. So this spiritual paradise that all around the world. That means that no matter what part you live, you could still be part of the paradise as long as you support true worship. Paragraph 16 question. What we need to do to continue to see the beauty of our spiritual paradise? To make we could stay in the spiritual paradise, we have to continue be thankful for all our brothers and sisters around the world. How we could do that? We need to focus upon the good qualities where our brothers and sisters got, and not upon their mistakes. Make we look upon our example to see why it is important. in our field, we could plant different things. For example, tomato, sweet pepper, onion, and a lot of other things. Same way so, in our congregations today, we got a lot of different kind of people what are like then the things what we're finding at the field. If we get close to one of the things where we plant and we notice that something wrong with it, we know I said that the whole field no good. Just like that, we can't allow for we own mistakes or the mistakes of our brothers for distract we from the beauty of the whole organization. Paragraph 17, question. What each one of we could do for keep the congregation united? What each one of we could do for keep the congregation united? For do this, we have to be somebody we're ready for make peace. We make we spiritual paradise even more beautiful when we do a part for keep the peace with we brothers and sisters in the congregation. And we need to remember that Jehovah that the one will bring each one away into the spiritual paradise. We know that we're precious to Jehovah. So just imagine how happy he must feel when we work hard to get peace and unity with we brothers and sisters. The picture caption say, how each one away could help make the spiritual paradise more beautiful? Paragraph 18, question. What are some things we should meditate upon, and why? Jehovah give his servants one lot of good things. So how we could benefit from their things? We could meditate upon what we study from the Bible and with publication day. When we do this, it help with the work upon qualities we want help with a strong love for one another, like if all of we belongs to the same family. Romans chapter 12, verse 10. When we meditate upon the blessings where we get now, our relationship with Jehovah gets stronger. And when we think about the good things where Jehovah will give we in the future, it will make we look forward for serve forever, and it will help with we continue serve and be happy right now. We no one give up. Paragraph 19, question A. According to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18, where we could be surer? Question B. Where will help with a bear up and be happy? Jehovah ready for show with mercy when he destroy this wicked world. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18. Like how Jehovah the one God at justice, we sure that he no allow Satan world to exist not 1 minute longer than he have to. Just like Jehovah, we de wait with patience for make the day come when he save we. While we de wait, we want make up our mind for cherish the privilege where we got for pray, for study and obey God's word, and for meditate upon our blessings. When we do that, Jehovah will help with a bear up and be happy while we worship him. How Isaiah chapter 30 help with remember that Jehovah willing to listen to we, guide we, bless we? The last song, the number 142, hold on to the hope where God give we. End of the article.